belts, suspenders.
Okay. And what you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Huh?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover?
The bedspread.
Any old-fashioned names for that?
Nothing that I can remember.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
Do you ever have a bolster?
No.
And if you had a lot of company, you didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a
pallet.
And talking about land, you'd say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile.
What different kinds of land are there?
Well, you have very fertile land with good soil. You have land that is rocky. You have land that is has a lot of clay. A lot of land that has sand that you cannot grow anything. Plants won't even grow any grass. And those kind of, and those loose soils like that are not fertile, are not good for growing anything.
Do you ever hear soil called loam or loon?
Yes, I have.
What is that?
No, just that in geography. And I might be wrong. I'm not quite sure if that loon saw was the good saw, and I'm not, but I do remember studying that saw that you, it's very fertile that people grow plants and vegetables. And
what would you call the flat land next to a river or a stream?
I would call that grassland.
Do you ever hear bottoms or lowland?
Bottoms. That's where that river is, in the bottoms.
Uh-huh. And a field that might be real good for planting hay, that'd be called a...
I don't know about that.
Did you ever hear the term meadow?
Yes, meadow.
What's a meadow like?
Well, the meadow could be just as you said, a place for growing grass. Now, the way that I remember a meadow would be the land was used previously, the previous year, for a crop, and the crop wasn't rotated. They won't use it until the next year. So they let the tall grass grow. When fall comes, they harvest that land and take the grass, cut it up, let it dry for a day, come back and bale it, and then stack it for hay for the cows.
What about a prairie? What's a prairie like?
The prairie is another section of land just sitting out. Nothing seems to grow there, and if it does, you would really have to take time with it. You would have to give great crops that are being planted. Life, you have animals out there. You have the prairie dog, which is common. He lives in a burrow on the ground. Some prairies, when they are real, are desert-like, have brush growing over them. The wind is high and it's always blowing sand, things of that nature. You might find the cactus trees, the poisonous snakes and lizards, things of that nature.
What about land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
That is a swampy area. There you have muck and mullein off of plants growing in the water, and the water can become swampy and poisonous. There again,